AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says fighting has to end in the Middle East.
This deadly cycle of tit-for-tat violence must stop. Time is running out.
There is fighting inside Lebanon today between Israel and Hezbollah after yesterday's Iranian strikes on Israel. This is Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Danon.
Not mentioning Iran, not mentioning who is the aggressor, who is self-defending its people. That moral equation is detached from reality. And that's why we could not accept that.
The Israeli military says seven soldiers have been killed in combat a day after the start of a ground incursion into southern Lebanon. President Biden will get a look at damage from Hurricane Helene today in the south. David Reese lives in Augusta, Georgia.
No water, no power. And it's been hard. And we appreciate the people that have came out to the city to help out. And I don't know what we'll be without y'all.
In the Carolinas, many people still don't have running water, cell phone service, and electricity. The reviews are along party lines to last night's vice presidential debate in New York. New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says it's a win for J.D. Vance.
He spoke directly to them about issues that matter. The immigration crisis, illegal immigration crisis caused by Kamala Harris as Joe Biden's open borders are.
Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis says Tim Walz won.
You're picking a used car salesman who wants J.D. Vance, right?
I've been in business. If I ran a car dealership, he's the guy. So you get a slick politician versus a coach, dad, military veteran.
Kamala Harris will be in Georgia today. Donald Trump will be in Michigan tomorrow. Prosecutors say they may bring more charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams and indict others in a corruption case. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting mostly lower on Wall Street, while crude oil prices continue to rise. The S&P 500 was down 0.2% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow edged up 22 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.4%. Humana sank more than 20%. The health insurance company said its revenue could take a considerable hit in 2026. Oil prices rose about 3%. Traders are worried that the widening conflict in the Middle East could affect the flow of crude. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after an encouraging update on hiring by private companies. Seth Sutel, New York.
An unexploded 500-pound U.S. bomb from World War II buried at a Japanese airport exploded. There's a large crater in a taxiway at Miyazaki Airport. There are no reports of injuries. A number of unexploded bombs dropped by the U.S. during World War II have been unearthed in that area. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.